All right, let's pray. Well, Father, we do thank you for the opportunity to come together for a few minutes and just reflect on who you are and what you're like and what your word has to say for us at any given point in time. Lord, thank you for modern technology that allows us from different parts of the state and even different states to come together in community like this. And so we pray that you'll guide this time and use the words that I share to encourage us and challenge us and strengthen us, Lord, in our faith journey. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, what I want to do is I want to talk about the topic of perspective. And the definition of perspective is the art of drawing solid objects on a two-dimensional surface so as to give the right impression of their height, width, depth, and position in relation to each other when viewed from a particular point. And another definition is a particular attitude toward or a way of regarding something, a point of view. What I want to look at today is what is our perspective of God and how does that juxtapose to what we're going through? I think everybody on here today would agree that fear is a common reality, that that we've all experienced it. We may actually be in the middle of some aspect of fear even right now. When you look at what's happening in the world around us or in our individual lives, it can be very fear-producing. And so I wanted to give a definition. I'm sure you've all heard it before, but a definition of fear using the acronym FEAR is false evidence appearing real. God encourages us, instructs us, and even commands us many times in the Bible not to be afraid, not to fear. And I believe that if we have a right perspective of who God is and what he's like, that's the key to alleviating or at least reducing the fear that we experience. We need to compare what we see or what we think we see to the reality of who God is and what he is like or what he has revealed about himself. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. God has given us a glimpse through creation into what he is like and how big he really is. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. In Psalm 8, he says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? And in Psalm 147, it says, he determines the number of stars. He calls them each by name. Great is our God and mighty in power. His understanding no one can limit. I recently heard a devotion that has really challenged me as far as my perspective about who God is and what he's like. And some of the nuggets from that devotion were as follows. The person giving it said that if there was a road between the earth and the moon that you could drive your car on, if you started out today driving your car to the moon, it would take you 6 months to get there. And that is because the moon is 250,000 miles away from the earth, 250,000 miles away from the earth. And that seems like a far distance until you consider the sun. The sun is actually 90 million miles away from the earth. And the sun is also enormous in that you could take 1.3 million Earths and stuff them inside the sun. That's how big the sun is. We live in a galaxy called the Milky Way. The galaxy that we live in has over 1 billion stars. Now, the sun is the closest star to the Earth, and it's as big as we've described it to be. In our galaxy, there are over 1 billion stars. And we already, through the telescopes that we've sent out, discovered that there are more than 1 million galaxies in the universe that we've already discovered. Okay, when you stop and think about that, that hurts my head. And I really appreciate when Moses looked to God when he was standing after the burning bush and said, I want to see your glory. And God said, you can't handle it. If you saw it, it would kill you. And I get the image from Raiders of the Lost Ark when they opened the ark and the Germans all melted. I think if we really saw God the way he is, we would melt. We couldn't handle it. But God did reveal himself to us in a way that we could handle. And in Colossians, it says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have supremacy. God was pleased to have his fullness dwell in him and through him, to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Paul told the church in Ephesus that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above anything that we can ask or even imagine. Peter said that we're to cast all of our worries, all of our anxieties on him because he cares for us. So when you look at how big God is, the God that holds the universe in his fingers, he says, you give me any and everything that you're worried about, because compared to me, it doesn't even register on a scale. Faith, we give things to God by faith, isn't wishful thinking, and it isn't blind hope in something that's not known. Faith is trust in a proven reality. Jesus taught that the amount of faith that we have is really not important, but the object of our faith is what matters. And in Hebrews, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. A song that I used to sing years ago, hymn, is called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And it says, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. When we see God for who he really is, or at least what we have the ability to conceptualize, and we look at anything that might cause anxiety or fear in our life, when you put them side by side and get perspective, our fears have the potential to melt away. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are so vast and so big that we cannot even comprehend that. Thank you that even though you're that big, that you know each one of us personally, you call us by name, and you know the number of hairs on our head. You invite us to give to you anything and everything that might worry us, that might concern us, that might create a spirit of fear within us. And you tell us that you are able, more than able, to handle whatever that might be. Lord, give us the faith to trust you, to take the things that we would want to worry about and allow us to experience your perfect peace, which passes all understanding. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to show you a picture, again, about perspective that I hope it will work, that I can show it to you this way. So if you'll, let's see. If you see that, you see this really big bear, but if you look in between his front two legs, you see two eyes, and that's his baby cub underneath him. That's a very weak image of, that little cub has nothing to worry about because that bear, mama bear, has got him. God says, I've got you. Whatever might be bothering you, I've got you. I'm over you like this bear is over a cub. When you get that image in your mind, it allows you, I think, the ability to let go of things that normally would consume us. And that's all I've got to say about that.
Well, that was really good.
Thank you.
You're right.